together. Come on. While I pray, no matter. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
My family, you can't have my increase, you can't have my breakthrough. This means war.
Welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E and Minister Carolyn. Yes, we are continuing our journey on violence right next door. Yes, join us weekly with a variety of real talk discussions, dynamic principles based on messages. And worship to our God with extravagant refresh, with the exact extravagant respect. Just a disclaimer, we are fully devoted to Jesus Christ here on the network. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministries demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. And yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will, that's a promise, reach the lost and unsaved. Again, welcome this morning to Real Talk. I know we've been absent for several weeks, and we thank you guys for continue believing in us and following us. I think we have a new direction going forward, and I'm excited to be a voice and to be a platform for the message of no violence to get out. I know you've all heard the news and know the tragedies that have been going on recently and in the past, and I can see and feel the movement of God in this season, where God is making people's awareness of him more evident through his people. We have a great responsibility on us to stand now and to do the right things, to make the right marches and to be in the right groups and organizations, that we're doing something proactive to not only just try to nip it off where what's going on, but let's get to the root that I think we've always ignored. Let's get to the root that we've always put under the mat. Let's get to the root of the things that we don't want to talk about. And number one thing is mental health. As a body of Christ, I'm asking all of my covenant partners to take on a responsibility and a burden for mental health in America. Mental health right next door is the main cause that, for whatever reason, can be manipulated to do something or to be tricked in their mind to do something. Now, the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness in heavenly places. We are recognizing and identifying that this place that we dwell with God is in our mind. And if you don't see the importance on us having a healthy mind, you must, and you, somebody need to write this one down. You must exercise your brain. I'm going to say that one again and let it marinate. You must exercise your brain. Your brain is a muscle. And in order for your brain to be healthy, you must exercise it. Now, come on, y'all that are in the same age generation that I am. You know, if you're not doing something to exercise these muscles, that they start to sag and start to lose form. And before you know, you are nothing but a big, loose muscle. My God, I'm talking to myself this morning. I have to exercise my muscle to become stronger in my muscle. Same thing about your mind. You must exercise your mind. Now you say, how do you do that, Pastor E? Well, number one, reading and taking in proper and healthy information is the number one thing. Say, where to start? Go to the Bible. That is the richest words that you can deposit into your mind. And then not only understanding putting good things in, you must now know that what you put in is what comes out. And a lot of things that we're seeing in our neighborhoods, in our communities, is because of mental health issues. Now, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to kill, steal, and destroy. And you better know that the only thing he's after is your mind. If he could take your mind, if he could have you depressed in your mind, if he could have you doubtful in your mind, if he could have you worried, ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. If he could keep you worried in your mind, that's all you'll ever produce is worry. And there's no health in that, there's no peace in that, and there's no joy in that. And eventually, remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you have thoughts in your mind long enough, you will now turn into and produce whatever it is that you have in your mind. So I'm encouraging everyone as we get ready to bring our hostess on and our other guests. We have some dynamic guests coming on today. I just want to encourage everybody that if you're looking for something to do in ministry, you know, I'm always telling you that you're a minister. No, you didn't go to seminary. You're a minister. No, you didn't go to cop. No, you're a minister. The Bible says that you have been reconciled to God through Christ Jesus to be given a ministry of reconciliation. Come on, let's reconcile people. Let's get some forgiveness out there, and let's show people that they don't have to operate through anger. They don't have to operate with violence, and we must do something about it. We just can't stand by and let it go by anymore just because it's not our hood or not just it didn't happen on our block. Or didn't happen to one of our family members. Before it gets close, we better stop it now. And that's what this next season here on Real Talk is going to be all about, is our what are we doing to be proactive to stop the source. Let's find the source. Let's search and destroy the source. And let's kill the source of what's going on in our communities. Amen. So Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. We connect and agree right now, no more violence. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that you're using us as a step ladder to speak your word. We thank you that you're using us as a doormat to invite somebody in. We thank you that you're using us as a vessel to get someone closer to you today that know, Lord, that you're not about violence, you're not about death, you're not about pain, you're not about hurt, and you're not about sickness. So we thank you that we're healed today. We thank you that we're new today, Lord. We thank you mostly that we're forgiven today, that we can forgive all that may have done anything to us knowingly, unknowingly, or on purpose. Intentional. We forgive today and forgive us of our trespasses. And in Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. Without any further ado, welcome our co-hostess to the broadcast, Minister Carolyn. I was looking for something at the same time. Minister Carolyn Hamilton, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor E. Thank you. It's an honor to be alive for one this morning. It's an honor to be back here another day on the show, on the Now Network. And it's a real honor to have our speakers who are legends within themselves on the line. So with that being said, we could just cut through the chase and go right on in.
Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know Mr. Townsend's number, but if you could text me that, or I'll just ask him to dial one right now. 1902?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. Don't see that one, but I know our one of our close friends together is on the line. We're going to bring her in first, but first let me chat with you a minute. I know you're out there in the community as we both are, but, You've been connected with some services out there. Tell us what's going on, and what's the word in the streets?
Okay, so Nipsey Hussle, the death of Nipsey Hussle, it sparked a lot in the city of L.A. It upset a lot of people. It brought peace among the Bloods and the Crips. That's something that we have been trying to get for forever.
Right.
And this guy was like an icon. I personally knew him. I lived in the 60s for like 10 years with my dad. I wasn't affiliated, but I would walk to the store and I would see them hanging out. But recently, because I am outspoken and I go around, I have nephews that live there in the 60s.
Okay.
And I just happened to go to the shop, and it was on our Christmas holiday and the backpack. So Nipsey actually donated to our cause, the Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, and yes, P2P Ministries, because we collab both events. And so he did donate backpacks, and he did donate toys for our drive-by blessings that we did. So
okay.
he was a awesome guy. And it just is what's sticking out to me is that it took his tragic death for people to come out and for the Bloods and the Crips to get along. But I salute him because.
But hold on. As you salute him, but let me just say this because I want to hit that point right there. Not only Bloods and Crips, you have police officers,
yes.
You have black, white, Hispanic. You have all nationalities.
Absolutely.
You have all beliefs.
Yeah.
All cultures coming together. Now I think he does have Arabic or something he's mixed with.
I believe it is Arabic. Or
yeah,
Armenian.
I think he's half Arabic, I believe. And I have, like I said, I'll be honest with you. I'm you're gonna say, oh, you are green. I didn't even know who he was until this happened. I don't listen. I honestly don't listen to secular music, and I don't watch videos. And I'm being honest with you guys. I did not know who the young man was until this happened. And then when I saw him, I remember seeing him on a picture once and a billboard in Los Angeles once. And you know, because I'm downtown a lot. But his life has opened up not only just in the neighborhoods, but also in the other middle class areas of our communities and stuff have came open also. And then I heard of something that I got a call this morning that, and maybe you know more about this. Is there a nationwide march for a truce going on or being organized right now from Atlanta to LA?
I think Skip Townsend may have more info on that.
Okay.
I don't know about that part, but
okay, cool.
What I do know is, they're trying to name Slauson Avenue after him now. There's a petition that's going around
yes.
to rename Slauson Avenue after him.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's go forward. Let's, without any further ado, let's bring in the mighty woman of God, my sister, my friend, a partner of mine. We covenant close in our outreaches. We hand in hand on a lot of things. Got a big announcement we're going to share today. But without any further ado, we want you guys to welcome to the Now Network, Mrs. Cynthia Nunn from Sylvia Nunn Angel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor E. Good morning, Sister Carolyn. It's always a pleasure to be above dirt this morning.
Ooh, yes, I heard that one. Man, I heard that one. So how are you? Is everything good with you? I know you're out there. I know you've been to several marches here in the last couple of days, and let us know what's been humming on your end.
Well, yes, I was invited to the meeting through Skip, and you know, I did want to go to just to see how the brothers came together, so I could take it back to Compton because I live in Compton. Not to say I don't want peace all over the world, but I wanted to get some insight on
start at home.
You know, how they were doing. Right, so I can start, you know, in Compton. So the meeting was, oh my God, it was beautiful, and it was also tearing for me to see so many brothers come together. And we had some sisters in there too, but to see so many brothers come together that wouldn't even walk by each other, that just didn't like each other, you know. So
yeah, right.
After that meeting, we were told to meet on Crenshaw and Slauson's for the, I mean, at the Rouse parking lot to do the march. So of course I made it to the march a little late, you know. But I mean, you know, it's beautiful. I'm trying to get take this to Compton. I'm trying to. I've been talking to people as I'm speaking to you. I've been on the phone and, you know, trying to put something to get together as well for us, LA. But it's all over the world. And like you guys said earlier, I hated that it took Nipsey Death to do this. And then, you know, you have the people, as you were speaking about the mind, Pastor, you have the people out there that's saying, oh, it's not going to change. Are they just going to come together for a minute? Well, if you don't change your mindset, then you
that's
don't
right.
change. You know, you won't see a change. You, as we know, the devil is here to steal, kill, and destroy. And the first thing he do is take your mind. When he take your mind, everything else follows, you know.
That's right.
So me seeing a lot of the posts, you know, we trying to get it together in Compton. Well, as you know, Pastor, a couple of years ago, we were having meetings before this even transpired
right,
in Compton
right.
to try to bring peace, you know. And there's a lot of people talking, but for the ones, my thing is the ones that's talking that said it ain't going to happen, why don't you try coming to a meeting? You know, just don't
exactly.
sit at home and say what's not going on and what's not going to happen. You know, that was that yesterday, that was the meeting was beautiful. And yesterday, that was. I've seen people from everywhere. You even had some people from Compton there, you know, people from all over the world, you know.
Right.
I'm like you. I if it ain't Smokey or the Temptations, I don't too much listen to a lot of rap. You know, I hear it. Of course, I have kids, grandkids.
Right.
So I hear it. I don't know Nipsey personally. I wish I had met him, knowing that he was kind of in some of the same work as myself.
Right.
But, I feel him spiritually. I don't know. It feel like I lost my child because that spirit. And you don't have to know a person sometimes for that spirit to connect you. And I
yeah,
feel
yeah,
him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That spirit in him, you know.
You know,
so,
you just preached to me, girl, because I've been wondering why I've been feeling some type of way. And it's like I've missed somebody that I've never known to do, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's crying out across our country also. Everybody's feeling this as a personal tragedy. And, I you know, I believe what the enemy meant for bad, God is going to always turn it around good. And you guys know me.
Man.
I don't want to look at the tragedy. I want to look at over that and see what can we find good out of this. And I'm seeing the unity come together. Now, if you guys didn't know, Cynthia is known in Compton. She is a what us in our age group are called triple OGs. Now, that doesn't mean a lot as much as it used to, but she is well known in the Compton area from the mayor's office all the way down to the parks. So she definitely is well educated on what we're doing and has a youth center, a community center, let's call it what it is, a community center right in the heart of Compton on the east side, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Now, you said that you would like to start. Well, we've already started. We've already come together, myself, Hill City Church, Los Angeles, Think Big Incorporated, KJLH, Bishop Harold Jackson, and myself and Cynthia have come together to, well, we were going to do a concert anyway. Tell us, Cynthia, this we didn't just make this up just because of the tragedy. But God instructed us
right.
to do a shifting, and instead of just having a concert on Easter, do it the last weekend of this month, April 27th. We are doing a free gospel concert and community outreach called Gospel Versus Gun Violence. And we're believing God is about to just break the ground and we are going to move forward from this event on. You'll hear a lot more. Your flyers are coming out this week. You'll hear a lot more about it, but we need you guys to get the buzz out there and let's do a walk that day. Let's do a meeting that day. We can go across in the park and have a place that we can pray together and fellowship together and try to break these walls and the killing that is happening in our community. So on that note, Cynthia, now, so you like, what is it that you would like to see at home? Now, I want everybody to know that we're not particularly, I'm from Compton, so that's home for me. But I work all over LA and Cynthia does too. But I'm telling everybody that if we all start at home where we can be more effective, then we could go out and reach each other because we see each other doing the same thing and we can be more effective. So what would be the next move we could do collectively to really reach Compton right now?
I'm calling on some of the triple OGs, the OGs, the YGs to have a meeting and, you know, try to put together, you know, a march or some type of big concert like what we're doing, you know, to for voices. You know, people have voices, and unfortunately a lot of people don't know things are going on in their city because they don't get out. Nothing will come knock at your door, maybe a flyer, but you have to get out in order to know what's going on and what's going on around you, you know. A lot of people, they just don't, it's almost like they don't care, or if it's not happening to you. And my thing is, don't wait till they knock on your door to get out. You know, come out.
That's right.
We're trying to stop it, you know.
That's right. That's right.
I believe it can be done. I'm going to say I know it can be done. And that's because I serve a mighty, mighty God, you know. And when
mighty
people
God.
People always tell me, you're not going to change. I'm not God. I'm working for God. So if I'm working for God and I'm praying for change and there's two or three more, then we know we will see change, you know.
Yeah.
I was out there once myself, you know, and I changed my mindset. So I've seen the change, you know, and you won't understand it until you change your mindset, you know. You can stay all day long, or you can stay out there and get left in the dust, or you can stay out there and continue to hold the devil's hand, and, you know, you're reap his rewards as well, which might be a jail or hell. Excuse my French. But,
come on,
you
know, no, hey, that was easy, French. No, we speak that liberal,
you know,
here on the Now. You know me. We speak liberal here on the Now Network.
Okay. You know, we're fighting a spiritual warfare. You know, there's God, there's the devil, and there's us in the middle. You got to decide which way to go. And people always say, why would God take this person or take that person? God don't do no wrong. You know, it's the life you live. You know, if you're living for the devil and with the devil, then you reap his reward. You know, if you're living for God and with God, you also reap his reward. So, you know, right now that's what I'm trying to do. You know, we have our Easter basket giveaway August the 13th, Pastor E and I, you know. So we are also doing that, but I'm going to be
and we need
be
your help
there, you know.
And we need your help on that, guys.
We
ain't done yet.
Yes,
we still need toys. We still need baskets.
Right.
We need anything you can bring.
Right.
Drop it off at the center.
Right.
Bring it to my office.
Right.
We still need help, and we need people to help make baskets next week. We count on a crunch. We go every
right.
night on the broadcast.
Right.
We're gonna be begging y'all to come help us. But you can send your donations to myself or Cynthia Nunn, and we will make sure that you get a receipt and you know what we have doing. But you guys see us do this every year. We are definitely gonna bless the kids today. But we need your help. I had to get that in there. Go ahead, Cynthia. And Carolyn, you still on the line?
9 years strong.
Yes. Also, Skip Carolyn, merge him in. He's also on the line as well.
He's on your phone?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, Skip. How are you?
Hey, good morning, brother. How are you? And hey, Skip, how you doing?
Hey, Skip. I'm tired, but I'm up.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I do want to introduce Skip Townsend. He is the CEO of Second Call. He runs a lot of multiple, he works inside the prisons. He goes to the youth camps. He helped put the march together this week. He is from my community. I say it all the time, he's very modest about it, but Skip came back in the trenches and got me. So without him and my mother's prayers, I probably would still be sitting on the bus stop on Adams and Normandy. So to me, he's a great man. He does a lot of community work. He does work alongside with Cynthia as well. And so he's always out in the community. So the question that you had about peace, I couldn't answer it, but maybe Skip could, about the march that's supposed to be from Atlanta all the way to L.A. Do you know anything about that, Skip?
No, I don't. thank you, too, Bubbles, for having me on the phone. But, no, I don't know about that march, but I will be checking on it. A lot of things that go in L.A., you go through Big U and others that, you know, represent the city, and they do it well. So
right.
I'll be checking on that. But the one thing that we have that's coming up is the funeral for Nipsey, which is going to be Thursday at the Staples Center. So it'll be a great time for people from all over the country who are going to show up, I'm sure, to, you know, have this dialogue. So that Thursday evening, we have to dialogue. We have to talk about, you know, where we go from here. So there's a lot of meetings that go on, and they go on behind closed doors. You know, Cynthia's had meetings behind closed doors where people just didn't know what was going on. And peace that was brought to that table, you know, last 3 months, sometimes 3 years. So we got to continue these closed door meetings, and people in the community just have to have faith that these meetings are going on, and we're doing everything we can to bring down the violence and to rebuild relationships that some of these communities have suffered from for over 35, 40 years. Matter of fact, 50 years now. I heard the Crippston had the 50th reunion when they started. So that means, you know, a few months later was the reunion of the Bloods, you know. And
right,
so
right, right.
That's what we're, so that's what we're working on. And what's so ironic is that we're in the month of April. And the month of April, of course, is when the city had the uprising on the 29th for the verdict that came in about the four individuals that beat the dog out of Rodney King. So we're in a great month to pull things together and to be able to stop the violence. And if nothing else, make sure that it lasts throughout the summer, but see if we can make it last for the next 50 years. That's my goal.
I like that. I like that. I'll stand in on that one. How are you today, Skip? God bless you, man of God.
Yes, indeed. I'm doing well. And thank you, Pastor, for having me on the show as well. Thank you for that.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. I salute you and for the things that you continually do in our communities. And I know we've rubbed shoulders in different events and things, but I look forward to working with you and doing anything we can.
Yes,
now, as I tell all our guests, this is a free platform. For once your family here, this is a platform where you could call and say, hey, man, I got this. I need to get out. Can you book us in on this? Come on, we got you. We can use this.
Yes,
we can even go mobile with this apparatus. Also, me and Cynthia have been talking for years about doing a kids radio show. We're going to launch that this year, and I'm going to say it out loud so I can be held accountable. But yes, we want to be used any way possible to get the word out and to help you guys. To be a part to make this thing work and be strong about it. I think if everybody does more about keeping it going, it won't go away. It will last forever. Maybe more than that violence and gangs will be dissolved, you know, for life if everybody steps up and does a little bit more.
Yeah.
So we can do it. We can do it. So what do you have going on just with your ministry and your organization?
Well, right now I'm at Southwest College, and we're doing an orientation for Higher LAX. So we're getting individuals in the career. So that is one of the ways that I found to reduce the violence in the communities is, you know, people say they wanted jobs or careers, but they didn't know how to keep them. They wouldn't stop smoking, wouldn't stop drinking. They show up high, they show up late. So I've been up since about 4:30. Here at Southwest College, the event didn't start till 7, but we had people showing up at 5. So I wanted to make sure that we were here to be able to greet them and help them to get in a career in construction and, you know, be productive members of society. So that's what I'm doing today. But as soon as I leave here, I'm going home, going to sleep. I have not been asleep since Nipsey was killed. I've answered almost every phone call. So today is going to be my day off probably at about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. But even tomorrow, Sunday, it doesn't stop. You know, we have those backdoor meetings. I have guys who really don't want to meet, and I'm doing my best to convince them that now is the time. And, you know, it's really funny that I can't sometimes make it about me. I have to pull in an outside source.
Right, like,
hey,
right.
Can you get these guys that I grew up with? Can you get these guys that I love and care for? Can you convince them? And I know you're from someone else, but can you convince them that they should come to the table? And that works better. And, you know, I know it's in the Bible, and you guys know where it is that, you know, it was said in there that you may not be a prophet in your own community or in your
own
area.
Right.
You know, and that's why I believe that I'm effective in other communities because I can't be effective in mine, not as much as I would like to. So the work continues, and I just pray that we keep this going, like I said, 50 years plus. And I'm here to support everyone on this line and everyone who's even listening to this line. Whatever I can do, I'd be willing to come out and give of my time and energy and effort.
Amen. Now we're nationwide. I'm looking at the board right now. We're in Florida right now. We're in Texas right now. Wisconsin. Okay. So everybody out there listening, if you have some stuff that's working in your city, in your town, and you may be a small town but it's working, go share that information. We want to get a dialogue and a page put together that we can just start sharing some information from city to city, state to state. I didn't plan this. This is a Holy Spirit drop that just came down because, see, I'm adding some work on my plate. But we need to get a forum place that everybody across the country can get involved. I know H-Town, it murders and killing there is ridiculous. Let me leave it there. It's ridiculous. I was just there and was warned several times, man, don't go out after 10. Don't go by yourself. You know, I'm like, what? Man, Pastor, I go everywhere. He's like, all right, bro. And I had to hearken to that. But we can all help each other no matter where you are. Don't think we're just talking about California. We're talking about your city too. So take some of the advice you're hearing. And I know Brother Townsend, get him to share his information for a second call. Sylvia Nunn's Angels, get her to share her information. You guys can reach out. I know Sylvia does seminars and shares life stories and other ways of how you can duplicate and do some of the same things that she's doing, that you can reach out to her. And then also here at P2P, we are available to counsel and to help also. So this is a productive call that we want to go forward and be as I said, proactive to find the source. And I believe mental health is one of the strongest things that has been overlooked for a long time. And now that you can see the results of people walking around crazy, you can see the craziness on the outside, but when it was built up inside, it was hidden. Now you're starting to see it, and it's fearful. We got to break that thing. So thanks everybody today for that. Skip, you want to share your information, website, email, phone number, anything that our listeners could get in touch with you if needed?
Well, yeah, no problem. Thank you for the opportunity. It's Second Call, and that's the number 2ndcall.org. So that's secondcall.org, and you can go online and get my personal cell off of there. But we also, our number is 424 area code 227-7742. 424-227-7742. Second Call, and you can follow us on Facebook and Second Call Wolfco Instagram.
Amen. 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 Cynthia, you want to share your information?
Yes, you can go to sylvianunangels.org is our website. Sylvia Nunn is SN Angels is our Instagram, and Sylvia Nunn Angels is our Facebook page. Our phone number is also on there, but my phone number is also area code 310-906-9154. Again, 310-906-9154.
Amen. Amen. I know some of our listeners saying, where do I know that name, Sylvia Nunn from? Well, Sylvia, she had a documentary on Gangland. I've seen it several times. And I know Cynthia is working on some dynamic stuff to celebrate the life of her sister that was all the way involved and then changed her life around and gave us all inspiration from the hood to change our lives. So I salute all of you guys for coming on today. We're going to take a couple minutes and open the lines. Give our callers out there the opportunity to ask questions or give a shout out or just acknowledgement. Go ahead and dial one now, bring you into the queue and give you an opportunity to speak out. Minister Carroll, anything from you? What you got going on today? I know you said you had a couple of events going on.
Today I do prison ministry, so we're preparing to go inside of 6 prisons inside of the state of Arkansas. So I have a meeting about that today in Colton. And other than that, just community work in the neighborhood, giving out food and some clothes. But I'm a one-man team today, so I'm just driving around in my car, giving back to the community what I took out of it. So that's all me today.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, at 12 noon today, and this is short notice, and I take full responsibility. I got the flyer out late. But I will guarantee you, when I make this announcement, we will do a part 2 real soon. But today at 12 noon to 2 p.m., we are having a smartphone, tablet, tech seminar with myself at Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church at 9220 South Broadway, Los Angeles, California, 9003. Again, we're having a smartphone, tablet, tech seminar today with myself at Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. The name of it is Remove the Fear, Break the Chains, Gain Access to Your Phone Now. Cost is $20, 2 hours. I'm gonna get you up to par where you can start using that $1,000 smartphone you have that looks cute. You got that nice cover, but you can't even send an email from your phone. You will find out today at 12 noon at Greater Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. I will show you all the keys, all the tricks, how to push it down, how to copy it, how to paste it, how to go to Facebook, how to do the little simple things. When I be talking to y'all on the phone saying, that's all you got to do, and you be like, I don't get it. You're going to get it today. And we'll bring this back again for all of our listeners. But today at 12 noon, smartphone, tablet, and tech seminar at Greater Progressive. And that is hosted by Dr. Barbara Johnson. Amen. All right. Well, no, everybody's being quiet today, and the boards and we are full this morning. I respect that we have a lot of callers on here today, but nobody's dialing one. So I'm going to give everybody a moment to any last remarks, anything you'd like to put out there or share with our listeners today before we end the call. I'll start with Cynthia, then we'll go to Skip, and then Carolyn, and I'll pray us out of here.
No, I'm just for peace. You know,
amen. That ain't just for
I'm
peace.
Just looking for peace.
Let's have some peace. Skip.
Skip.
He might have hung up after because it sounded like I was giving the last spiel. So he may have hung up. But bless, he gave his information out there. We guys want you to pray for Second Call.
Yeah.
Doing great works out there in the neighborhood. We won't need to partner with them. Now you've been wondering what to pray for. Pray for peace. Pray for unity. Pray for.
Yes.
Ears to open to hear a different message now and let hate and anger get out of there. Minister Carol, anything from you?
Yes, praise the Lord. I want to thank Cynthia and Skip for coming on today. I think for the rest of the month we'll be doing Peace on Game. I am going to try to get someone inside of Nipsey's camp to come on. So just pray for that. I pray that the continuing peace moves will continue, and not just the city of L.A. or Compton, but in all the other states that are out here. I want us to keep this family lifted up in prayer, but not just his family. I want to keep the mothers lifted up, all mothers that have lost children due to gun or gang violence, because it has hit all of us. At some point, another. So I want to keep the mothers lifted up, because our pain could go away about this situation, but the mother's pain stays until the day she perishes.
That's right.
So
that's first
and foremost, I want to give them the utmost of praise and respect for holding on, just the strength to hold on. So we got to keep them lifted up and plead the blood of Jesus and pray for their strength and comfort for
Amen.
The mothers of our slain children.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to don't throw rocks at me, please, and don't talk about me too bad, but I want to pray for the young man who committed this crime. I want to pray that he finds some peace in his heart, and I want to pray that he finds some forgiveness. Now, you guys know you're going to pay the time for your crime. That has nothing to do with my prayer. My prayer is for him to find God, and in the life that he has left is dedicated to doing better in himself. I pray for his mind right now that he gets loosed of the demon that is inside of him, and that he finds the spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for his mother that is now in torment of losing a son, not to death of the body, but death of freedom, death of mind, and death of everything else. I pray for his family. I pray for the complete anyone connected to Nipsey's family and through blood. I pray for his family, his girlfriend, and his children right now. I pray for peace to be about them right now, and I pray that Jesus is the answer to everything that they need right now. I pray that ears are opened up to hear the name of the Lord. I pray right now that the land is ready for harvest to come to Jesus today. And I pray that we all find peace today. We all find forgiveness today, and we all find love to continue to pray for one another. Don't let me go. I won't let you go. Let's stand for each other, but let's pick somebody else up. Let's pick somebody else up that doesn't expect it. Let's pick somebody else up that thought we were mad at them. Let's pick somebody else up that thought we had thrown them away. Let's pick somebody else up that we didn't wrote off, and let's bring us all back to Jesus. Amen. So I love you guys. I thank you. And I'm going to tell you something. If you didn't know, I'm going to let you know now, he will do it. All you got to do is give him an opportunity, and he'll take care of it. And in Jesus' name, God bless you guys. Love you.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine.
Come on, somebody praise him in the house.
They try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side.
Hey.
That I thought it would die.
Better work it.
I was stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. The enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long.
Come on,
buddy. Put
your hands up.
Right.
Only
do
it.
You say you would. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it. Yes, you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Greatest.